Hi everyone, it's Father Norm sharing with you today. I know there's been lots of conversation. I've been part of many of them over the last week and a half since the grand jury decision about Jen and Walker. And I want to come to that, but I want to give you a brief background for us. As Catholics, and I know there are people here that maybe not of the Catholic faith, but about a year and a half ago, our Pope encouraged churches around the world, dioceses around the world, to hold synods, basically councils, to bring together people in parishes and in dioceses to talk about what they value about our Catholic Christian Church, and really, for that matter, other Christian churches, and the concerns and ways that they think we can be better as a church. We were involved in that, probably a little over a year and a half ago, I think in January or February of 2022. We brought a number of people together and we talked about what we value about the church. One of the values was that more and more in our Catholic parish around the world and here is focusing on helping people come to a deeper personal relationship with Jesus Christ in a way that sense of Jesus is someone real and present, especially in this Easter season. We say he's alive, and that consciousness is, how do we recognize he's alive in his spirit, in his Holy Spirit that touches us? And how good that's been. I know our own parish has done a number of retreats and programs to help people have that personal sense and making a real difference. Then, as we looked at that, we said, well, okay, what would out of that, what's also a concern we had for our own parish? And we heard a concern even in many places around the diocese and around our country. One of the concerns was, how do we, if we're truly following Jesus Christ, be inclusive about his love, recognizing that, you know, he actually broke taboos in his own time. So the Jewish people did not want to have anything to do with Samaritans. They were a different culture. You're probably aware of that already. And so Jesus, though, he spoke to the woman at the well who was Samaritan and entered into conversation that would have been considered unheard of and certainly not true Jewish faith at that time. But he did that and he reached out and he was showing by that example and many others that, hey, Jews didn't, nor any group has a monopoly on God, and God's love is for everybody. He did that again, even a more dramatic illustration, when a Roman soldier came to him and told him about his servant ill. Now the Romans, the Jewish people, would have considered the Romans anathema because, you know, they were controlling the Jewish state and felt almost enslaved by them and all their rules. But there again, Jesus reaches out to that Roman soldier and doesn't say, hey, we hate you. Look what you've done to us all these years. No, he hears the soldier's concern and he reaches out and heals the servant. In saying that, in our own time, there's so many ways we need to come together and not let our differences be something that keeps us from listening to one another, talking together, you know, relating with each other. And that's why I bring up just briefly the Jalen Walker. There's been lots of conversation about that. I've been in groups over the last two weeks. Some of them have been groups of predominantly white people, and it doesn't have to come down to white and black, but looking at this whole situation, trying to better understand. I've been in some black groups that are kind of mainly black who've shared some of their hurt and fear and everything, because not just from the Jalen Walker, although that's enough, but because they've seen so often in so many settings, somebody black has been put down, has been shot at, has been killed. You know, we all know that, hey, there's even mixed feelings about how the Jalen Walker went down. But like some of my black friends said, whatever happened that they just feel so deeply about the situation. As one black friend told me, he said, you know, Father Norm, for white people, you read about these things, even all the other things that have happened that are clear cut in terms of being racist. And as white people, probably you talk about it for two or three days and then get on to the next thing. And many of my black friends said, but us, we live with this, that we have conscious of this as we go on, not only about that situation, but our own lives. And so what we did, now I want to go back to the synod of that was started, and we did last February, when we talked about relationship with Jesus and the concern that we need to reach out and bring people together, because that's what Jesus did. That what came out of that one particular concern, there were others, and we've done something about that's important, was developing a dialogue between black and white, where we'd hear each other's stories, better understand one another, and together see how we can make a difference in fostering greater understanding, reconciliation among the races. And so last June, we started a group meeting. It's continuing to meet once a month. And the stories, because it came right when Jaylen Walker was first died, and the stories since then have been people sharing and saying, how do you see this? What's your feelings about this? And it's been respectful conversations, even where there's differences, and there's differences in love. And goodness knows the church and our culture and our world needs that. Are we going to see some things different? Are there going to be some moments that maybe have an edge to them in a conversation? But the respect and the love and seeking, first of all, to understand other people's points of view and see what we have in common, and even with our differences, always centered in the gospel love Jesus called us to and exemplifies. And so every one of us right now, wherever we're at in all these situations, that we can do our part to bring people together, to lift each other up and not to tear each other down. Thanks for listening as we go forward prayerfully.